Proclamation number 8098, dated the February 9th, 1962. God reveals himself in times of spiritual hardship. Every thought you send to me in spirit and in truth is received by me, and I really seek to answer your questions truthfully. But you, too, must try to accept this answer without prejudice. You should feel like empty vessels which I want to fill with the correct contents that can only be beneficial for all of you. And you should know that my love for you is limitless, that it will therefore use every means to help you, who is so close to perfection, to achieve this final goal, for which there is not much time left. You should also know that my adversary has immense power during the period before the end, which is granted to him by people who do not seriously strive for their final perfection themselves, and that he will also succeed in achieving many people's downfall again, whose earthly progress will then have been in vain. Since I know everything, even the fact that many still undecided souls are too weak to resist his shameful actions, and since my love is infinite and I truly want to liberate all people from his hands yet cannot contravene the law of eternal order, I will act within the framework of eternal order by helping all those who will merely raise their thoughts to me, whose will is not against me, even if they have not yet openly decided for me. But I want to help them make the right decision. Thus I have to give them light and strength so that they can learn to recognize me one day and then also muster the strength to resist my adversary and to strive towards me. I am by no means a god who could not be reached by you. I am love, and love is never distant from its living creations, it always and forever pursues them, even if they are still extremely remote from me. First you have to learn to recognize this God who, as Father, takes a personal interest in the fate of every individual human being and for whom you therefore should never search for in the distance. One heartfelt thought from my child calls me to him, and I will be and remain near to him, for the child's love will not allow a separation again. And I will reveal myself to him. And this is my great help, which I bestow on humanity in the lost days who suffer utmost spiritual hardship. I will speak to people myself, and all people who merely open their hearts to hear me speak from above may hear my words. I will impart light and strength to them through my word, which they need for their perfection. And thus I am at work myself, your eternal God and Father, to lessen my adversary's activity, to offer people a rescue anchor which enables them to escape the danger of yielding to his activity. I speak to people myself, and use for this a willing instrument which serves me knowingly and allows my direct action on and within him, because I do not impose my will on humanity but it should freely decide whether to accept my word or not. But I myself speak to all people, because I am motivated by my infinite love which will never end and which is always willing to help. And you humans should believe that the spiritual hardship is vast, because you are approaching the end. You should also know that the end is the result of my love. For I know what needs to be done, I know when the time has come that I've to restore lawful order again so as to continue with the work of return for the fallen spirits. But I also know where and how help can still be given, and I truly use every opportunity to open people's eyes while they're still on earth in order to reveal myself to them. My sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd, and they follow it. However, my voice will sound in the universe too, for my word is also heard in infinity, it speaks to all self-aware spirits and permeates them with light and strength. Thus you will not be able to say that you cannot or may not hear me. For then my love or my might would be limited. And even if I am and remain unattainable for my living creations, I am nevertheless intimately united with them through love, and so close that every living creation can hear me if he loves me too, and thus is established the unity again, as it was in the beginning. For in the beginning all beings could hear my word, and this was their beatitude. And one day it will be their beatitude again when the light of my love permeates the beings once more as before. Amen.